This is Rocky Mountain Voices. You're listening to the vSpring V100 show, powered by PodTech.
The numbers and the conversion stats we're getting double-digit conversion. And even more important, the customers are happy because it's based under a pay-for-performance. If we do not get results, the customer doesn't pay. Welcome to the V100 show. My name is Dennis Wood. The V100 is a group of community-nominated and peer-selected entrepreneurs who have been voted most likely to experience successful venture returns in the coming 5 to 7 years as a CEO or CTO. And I'm here today with Binoy Tamang, who was the CEO of Hooksell. Binoy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dennis. Glad to be here.
Great to have you. Binoy, take a second to tell us a little bit about your background.
Happy to. I have a computer kind of background, have been in technology for a while, and throughout the years I've done the what I call the clinical descent from large companies to medium to small, and then my own on purpose because it's much more fun. So from management experience at Pacific Bell in LA to working in the tech shops of WordPerfect and Novell to helping smaller businesses like Viewpoint Data Labs and Caldera back then. We were able to kind of have a marketing focus, and so in a marketing role, I was able to help spin out and sell Viewpoint to Computer Associates, and then we went public with Caldera. And then actually I undertook some of the M&A work to acquire SEO, and Now it's called SEO, and now I have my own business called Hooksell.
Hooksell, tell us a little bit about Hooksell.
Hooksell's really quite fun. It's been a long time since I've had as much fun as this. In summary terms, if you look at all the businesses out there that have websites, and these websites, they then realize, hey, we need more traffic. But after they get the traffic, then they go, well, what do I do with this traffic? So fundamentally, the need that we're addressing dot on is the need to convert that traffic into
now,
sales.
Now, when you talk about websites, are you talking about all websites in general, or are you talking about... Because my impression about Hooksell is where you specialize is in companies that are not necessarily .com plays, but need to have some sort of web presence and use that web presence to try to convert into sales. Is that accurate?
Well, we're tackling any entity that has a website and is using that website to attract attention, to close sales, to get the next demo appointment set up.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're talking about from the IBMs and the classic large organizations to maybe the franchisee small business owner who wants to get more leads for their best-selling broom brush or maid service. And the common element is that they've invested in their website, that they have traffic there of a sufficient nature, that what they really want to do is not have to have as many people sell, but have the system sell or progress the sale to the next stage.
It becomes an important part of their marketing strategy, but there's some sort of disconnect between kind of creating that presence and it actually driving revenue.
Well, think about it. All these companies are now looking at even web analytics to help them decipher, what do I do? Do I change the navigation button here, or do I change the color? What do I do with the copy? Do I move it around at a different price point? And fundamentally, the two elements that I always say is we've come upon the issue of direct response discipline from the classic days of direct mail. Think of infomercials and home shopping network, right? Where you've got a discipline that knows exactly how to kind of direct the person from one step to another step and to finally take action.
Yeah.
So that's one discipline that fundamentally that's what we do. And the second is we're banking on the fact that people are generally lazy.
Yeah.
They're lazy in terms of they don't really want to hit 10 different pages in order to find out what's going on, what does this product do? So they'd rather click and watch and interact in sort of a passive attention deficit environment that they've grown up in, right? All these iPods and all these games and texting. And number two, even the businesses, they really aren't supposed to be specialists on the web. They're there to manufacture something or to sell a technology, and they've got armies of salespeople. But to use the web to be able to then get more leads, that's not something that they're interested
in.
Yeah,
they don't think it through.
They don't. And you know what? They're more than happy to have us come in and say, hey, please help us double the sales based on these online qualified leads you're presenting, and all I have to do is just give you something and you make magic with it.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
So can you walk us through an example from the customer standpoint, you know, how this kind of plays out, I guess, and help us understand sort of your the engine of your technology?
Very easy, Dennis. And it goes in two steps. First of all, we create what we call a 3-minute hook tour. Looks much like an infomercial, but it's online. And so people are actually, it's the best form of invitational marketing. You come on in, you're given a very specific direct response campaign that says, here's the pain, here's the bold promise that we're going to offer as a client, and here are the benefits that we're going to be able to achieve, and here's the action we want you to take. All within a encapsulated 3-minute, and by the way, we've tested that time period. We've gone 4, we've gone 8 minutes, we've gone 2, we've gone 1. We found that 3-minute is the best optimum period of time in order to build that message, to build the pain and to convey the solutions. The second thing that we have, which is more unique and proprietary, is that we have a back-end machine that continuously monitors down to the pixel, down to the timing, exactly how each of these individuals are responding. So that after a set category of number of visitors or tours, we're able to then make adjustments to that front-end hook tour so that the response rates actually improve over time. And that's a rare thing, as you all know, that commercials and stuff, they decay over time.
Right.
Not the hook tour world.
Is it self-managing this way, or is there somebody on the back end kind of monitoring?
Good,
how does that
good.
Happen?
That's an excellent question. We have gone from the labor-intensive, use the discipline and the old nogging, to now having an automated system that measures, tests, and then based on the approval by the client, makes the changes. Because after all, we're working behind the scenes, right?
Yeah.
So in essence, we're going to say, hey, Mr. Customer, this is what you should do to get your response to go up. We've tested it. Here are the top 1, 2, 3 elements. Do you approve? And they just click.
I see.
So we act on it.
Yeah, so you make it kind of a very easy service for them to act upon, essentially.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm the customer, and I'm just pulling this out of the sky. I go to Target.com, let's say, okay? And I look at a product, and it's a barbecue of some sort, right? And I think it's kind of interesting. So I click on the barbecue itself. It brings up the page for that barbecue. And then does it automatically, a hook sell come up, and I see this interactive experience, or do I click through on that? What happens?
We've learned over testing that you actually want the customer to choose.
Right.
You and I sometimes get just insulted and assaulted
bombarded
when something just happens by itself.
Yeah.
No, we've learned over much testing that if you enable the customer to click the why this barbecue,
it's a willful decision to learn more. Yeah.
It's the whole interaction. And in fact, even throughout the hook tour experience, we've tested and created some proprietary sequences that engages the customer, and then when they hit it, you know they want to use it, see it, taste it, feel it. And so it is very much a unique element. And let me tell you real fast before I forget, the unusual ability of our system to convert visitors to prospects or to sales is really quite phenomenal. The numbers and the conversion stats we're getting, I almost hesitate to say this, we're getting double-digit conversions. We're talking business-to-business numbers that are in the ranges of 30% or more. And I have a background in direct response mailing and marketing.
Sure.
You're lucky to get 1%.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and here
yeah.
we're talking double digits.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And even more important, the customers are happy because it's based under a pay-for-performance. The customer doesn't pay.
Yeah.
If apart from a small setup fee, if we do not get results, the customer doesn't pay. But clearly, we're bold enough and getting enough results, we're doing it.
Yeah, and when you say the customer, you're talking about the Targets or the online entity, not the end user. Of course, they don't pay, but you're talking about your actual client. That's amazing.
Our clients are so happy
that
not only do they not pay, but they're getting such performance, they're happy to pay.
Right.
And the analogy I keep using is, they're more than happy to pay a quarter into the front of this machine knowing that a dollar bill pops out every time.
Out. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Why not go to the front and keep doing it every day?
Yeah.
So that's how we're doing it, and our business is validated by the fact that most of our clients are coming back for repeat hook tours to be created for multiple products or SKUs they may have.
Expanding the product,
right?
Yeah.
Or even targeting a particular singular product for different markets. Maybe it's an education market or a government market or a campaign that is going to last for X period of time, then what we're doing is we're testing, adjusting, and changing the problem-benefit kind of a combination.
So Binoy, who's currently using the technology?
If I can give you a couple of examples from local Utah companies such as Altiris and Master Control and Corda Technologies, with my background in software and technology, it was very easy to approach them because I knew that they needed help. We even have simple consumer or business level products on Costco. There's a company locally called Simplifones, for example, and they have their product being sold on Costco.com. Well, until we came in on the picture, and by the way, Costco was more than happy to have our hook tour on the Costco.com site mm-hmm. on behalf of Simplifones, because here's what happened. We tripled their sales. Mm-hmm. So just by putting on a tiny little link, it's really a hot link, it didn't disrupt any of Costco's web marketing policies and procedures. All they had to do was put, in this case, watch demo was all that was put on there. The actual watch demo flared up the hook tour on behalf of Costco. It had a Costco branding, even though it was a Simplifones product, and the sale consummated at Costco.com.
So everyone wins.
Everyone wins.
It's beautiful.
So in that case, everyone won, and in fact, Costco called up because of the ease at which that was grafted into the program, and the fact that the sales went up so far. And I'm happy to say they're referring us to their other manufacturers so that they could use the same technology
That's
to help
great. You're growing rapidly, I understand. Well, Binoy, we appreciate your coming in and spending some time with us. I have to ask you a question, and that is if you could spend time with any, we'll say three mentors, if you could spend any amount of time with three individuals, who would they be and why?
I'll be brief on that, and it's a great question. Mm-hmm. I'd say number one, I'd probably hang out and try to interact with Mother Teresa.
Mm-hmm. Why?
There's an element of the way she approached life and the simplicity and the unselfish mode that maybe because I'm such a selfish beast that I'd like to learn how to be better like her.
Yeah.
And in fact, I have a home close by to one of her orphanages, and I always wondered, would she ever drop by?
Yeah.
She never did.
Yeah. You should have spent more time there. Maybe she would have.
When I was there. Number two, there's another individual. It's a different context. His name is Aaron Rolston. Some of you may have remembered this, and you may have remembered this, Dennis. He was the young man who cut his arm off in order to free himself off the canyons, slot canyons down in southern Utah.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's this insane level of mental strength that I admire and wonder if I've got it too.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
How did he do it? Sort of, you know, can I grill you on this, Aaron?
Yeah,
can I just sit down and ask you, you know, what's going on? What happened?
What was going through your mind? And you like to hike, and I mean, you go to Mount Everest and these kinds of things. That doesn't really surprise me about you, actually.
Nothing like what this young man did.
Yeah.
And it's one that I would, he's a person that I would go to ask about this inner strength that
interesting.
Makes a resolve. And the third point, I guess I mentioned his name, even though he's not, you know, a guru, but he's a silent guru, is this Michael Dell, who has on his own, and I think we're about the same age, and I was watching him as he progressed, what sort of thought patterns, not the fact that he created this direct business model, it's the fact that he knew when to get outside help, right? When did he know when to get outside help? There are lots of people with great ideas for businesses and sparks of geniuses on products or widgets. But it's this whole point of when you know that you're at your limit, when you reach the Peter principle. That's why I think I'd be interested in talking to him.
Really tough question for entrepreneurs to answer, especially when you have grown something and now you need to let somebody else help parent. That's just tough. That's really tough.
Exactly. And again, those are the three people. There's so many
Great.
People to talk to.
Yeah, yeah.
But I appreciate the time, Dennis.
Binoy Tamang, CEO of HookCell. We appreciate your being here on the V100 Show. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Rocky Mountain Voices podcast. Visit us on the internet at www.rockymountainvoices.com.